WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
Wind and apology, focus on Kushner. I'm Elliot Francis. In Montana, Greg Gianforte has won the special election to Congress one day after being charged with assaulting a reporter. Reed Binion tells more.
Thank you, Montana!
Montana Republican Greg Gianforte claiming victory in Thursday's special election to fill the state's lone congressional seat. Gianforte beating rival Rob Quist, despite being charged with assault for allegedly body slamming Guardian reporter Ben Jacobs a day earlier. Jacobs said Thursday that Gianforte's campaign statement, which put blame on him, was in some ways worse than the alleged assault.
Certainly the apology would be, more than warranted.
Gianforte issuing that apology in his victory speech.
I'm sorry, Mr. Ben Jacobs.
I'm Reed Binion.
President Trump's son-in-law and close advisor Jared Kushner is the new focus in the FBI investigation over Russia. Investigators say the focus is on Kushner's data analytics operation. I'm Elliot Francis. A federal appeals court has struck another blow to the Trump administration over its travel ban. Steve Kastenbaum reports.
The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals voted 10-3 to uphold the lower court's ruling that put the brakes on the revised travel ban. They wrote that the order speaks with vague words of national security, but in context drips with religious intolerance, animus, and discrimination. They wrote, quote, Trump's campaign statements reveal that on numerous occasions he expressed anti-Muslim sentiment as well as his intent, if elected, to ban Muslims from the United States, end quote. This sets the stage for constitutionality of the travel ban to be decided by the Supreme Court in the near future. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
The defending champion Cavaliers are headed back to the NBA Finals. Cleveland eliminated the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals with a 135-102 win in Game 5 in Boston. Win the series 4-1 Thursday. The Cavs will now face the Warriors, the championship round for a third straight year. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Maryland's governor has vetoed the legislature's paid sick leave bill. So, what's next?
Governor Larry Hogan says he believes in providing sick leave for Marylanders, but had to reject what he called a bad bill. Now, he wants to work to get new legislation introduced next session.
I'm again calling on our legislators to put aside the partisan politics and to work together with us to pass a better bill.
But not everyone's happy about it. Prince George's County Executive Rashern Baker says he's, quote, disappointed that Governor Hogan has chosen to ignore the interest of Maryland families. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Vice President Mike Pence is set to address the graduating class at the U.S. Naval Academy this morning in Annapolis. About 1,000 students will graduate in the ceremony at Navy Marine Corps Stadium. Most will be commissioned as officers, either Navy ensigns or second lieutenants in the Marine Corps. Forecasters say there is a chance of some Memorial Day weekend storms, but Weather Channel meteorologist Mark Thibodeau says that doesn't mean you should necessarily cancel any outdoor plans.
If you have the outdoor plans, keep them going. I don't think it's going to be a washout, but as we get into Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, some of the computer models are hinting at some pretty healthy scattered thunderstorms developing, and the same thing could happen again on Sunday and Monday.
Our complete forecast is just ahead. Ocean City officials are urging people not to swim at its beaches yet until lifeguards return to duty. They said despite the nice Memorial Day weekend, people should not swim at Ocean City beaches until tomorrow morning when the beach patrol is back. And a Baltimore judge has temporarily blocked Maryland's Medical Marijuana Commission from issuing licenses to companies to grow marijuana. The order was requested by Alternate Medicine Maryland, one of the companies that was not chosen by the commission to grow marijuana legally. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,083, the NASDAQ at 6205. Sports, the Nats failed to complete the sweep, losing to Seattle. The O's were idle. They're in Houston tonight. WNBA, the Mystics, host Chicago tonight. WMAL News Time 504. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Penn Fed's got great rates for Bowling Green and great rates.
Across America, PenFed Credit Union has auto loan rates as low as 1.49% APR on new vehicles. Apply today at PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. Federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Pretty quiet start here. We do have one incident. Looks minor, but something to watch for if you're taking 270 northbound. The exit to 370, that's, we have a crash on that ramp. See a little bit of activity with flashing lights. South on 270 out of Frederick and down 3 to the Beltway. Good start. No problems currently reported around the Capitol Beltway. So a great time to get going in Maryland and Virginia, and then from the west, 66, not giving us any early troubles, both inside and outside of the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds mixing in with some sunshine as we go through today. 78, maybe a morning shower early. A west breeze. Tonight, 60, clear. Maybe an isolated thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon, 75. Dry Sunday, maybe some afternoon storms on Mondays. We hover around 80. I'm Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 in Warrenton, 56 in Gaithersburg, 58 degrees in Washington. A murder suspect trashes a police station after admitting he killed a woman. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Hey, good morning. 507 on WMAL on this Friday morning as we're heading into Memorial Day weekend. Coming up today on Mornings on the Mall, we've got Mike Gonzalez from the Heritage Foundation swinging in at 6:35. Ocean City Mayor Rick Meehan will be joining us at 7:05 to discuss, of course, Memorial Day weekend and what that means for Ocean City. Joe DeGeneva as well at 7:35. Always love hearing from Joe. More legal analysis from that guy. And, you know, today we're also going to hear from Joe Mantegna in just a few moments. Ron Meyer with Red Alert Politics, and also a guy who represents, what's the area in Loudoun County? We've got Broad Run.
Yeah, Broad Run. So that includes most of Ashburn and a good part of Sterling and Broadlands. Basically, where the metro is going to be heading on the Silver Line right north of Dulles Airport. It's where the Redskins headquarters is, or One Loudoun is.
Right on. Well, we got Ron Meyer. He'll be joining us all morning this morning, and I'm Vince Colonnais. Thank you so much. So tell me, are you ready for Memorial Day? A lot of people look to get away for the Memorial Day weekend, but Washington is actually a great place for a staycation this weekend with a variety of big events. And the biggest of them all is the Memorial Day concert on the West Lawn of the Capitol, which will be filled this Sunday night. Joining us now to fill in the details is Tony Award-winning actor and the star of Criminal Minds, Joe Mantegna. Joe, thanks very much for doing this.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
So you and your co-host, Gary Sinise, have become fixtures in D.C. on Memorial Day. How long have you been involved with the concert?
Well, I've been doing it for 15 years now. Gary's done it with me for, I think, 12. But actually, this particular year, Gary's not joining me this year on stage only because his daughter's having their first grandchild, him and his wife's first grandchild.
Well, that's a reasonable excuse.
Yeah, very reasonable excuse. But I brought in Lawrence Fishburne to co-host with me, and that'll be wonderful. And also, as part of that, it'll be somewhat apropos that Lawrence will introduce and do a little piece on the Tuskegee Airmen, and we'll have a few of them represented because Lawrence was actually did the film of that. In fact, was I think was even nominated for an Emmy for that. So that'll be great. But I've been doing this will be my 15th year, and Gary's, as they said, has done it with me for I believe 12 years.
You know, there's a lot of ways to support veterans. What's the thing that keeps bringing you back to do this Memorial Day event each year?
Well, I mean, I've said it before, and I really mean it in the sense that I've come to the revelation that Memorial Day is our most important holiday, though perhaps it wouldn't be the first one that would jump into a lot of people's minds and would question that. But I think when you really think about it, the sacrifices our military has made over the history of this country are the reasons that we're able to have this country. You know, with all to the good times, the bad times, whatever times you want to call it. Without what our military has done We have no other holidays. We have no 4th of July. We have no Christmas. We have no New Year's. We have no President's Day. We have nothing because we wouldn't exist as the country that we are. And I think if you watch the concert, if nothing else, it's like carving out 90 minutes out of this 3-day weekend that everybody's given the pleasure of having. You understand and you get a little glimpse of why we have such a debt to these men and women who decided to, take some part of their life out to the benefit of all of us, and in some cases have given their life. So, I mean, I think it's all of that, and so I never forget that. And so each year I feel it's the most important thing I do.
For those who do carve out that 90 minutes, this Memorial Day concert always draws a big talent pool. Who's in the lineup this year?
Well, again, it's always it's an eclectic group. We have everybody from, Renee Fleming, singer, and Ronan Tyne, and, these classical singers, Irish, Ronan's just incredible Irish singer. We got Chris Jackson, who's from the hit show Hamilton. We got Mary McCormick from West Wing. We got Anna and John Ortiz, two wonderful actors, one from Ugly Betty, the other one's John has done a lot of things, but different films. Robert Patrick from Scorpion. Vanessa Williams, the wonderful singer. Scotty McCrary, country western singer. We always have Colin Powell, the National Symphony Orchestra. It's always such a nice cross section of musical talent, of actors who do these dramatic readings. I'm always thrilled and surprised myself when we do the rehearsal on Saturday, because it's the first time we're all kind of get together, each year. And I'm always, for me, it's a treat because I get to see all this talent come together and see the result of it. And it's always enjoyable.
Can you describe a bit what it's like to perform for the troops and the public?
It's really one of those instances where it's hard to explain because, I've been an actor for over 40 years now, professionally, and yet nothing quite duplicates standing on a stage and looking out. Here's the here's the way the stage is set up. You're staring at the Capitol building, and on some of those memorial concerts, of course, sometimes depending on the weather, we'll have upwards of 250,000 people in attendance. And I can't equate that to anything else I've done as an actor. I mean, regardless of all the plays I've done and TV shows and movies and anything like that, this is something that transcends that. So when you're on that stage and the power of those people and the power of, just like I said, looking at the Capitol with the flag flying and the symphony orchestra playing behind you, it makes you understand that this is not a performance. This is not just not an acting gig. This is something else. This is participating in our nation's history, and so it's a hard thing to explain. But it's something I look forward to every year, and I think is important.
Joe, thank you so much for keeping the focus on the troops. And if you can't make it down to the mall this weekend, you can watch the concert Sunday night on PBS. Joe Mantegna, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And the concert is Sunday night at 8 p.m. on the West Lawn of the Capitol. There's no tickets required, and the gates open at 5. There'll be public entrances on the west front of the U.S. Capitol. That's the North Senate side of Capitol Square, 3rd Street Northwest and Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest, and on the South House side of the Capitol Square, 3rd Street Southwest and Maryland Avenue Southwest. There will also be a full concert dress rehearsal for the event on Saturday at 8 p.m., and gates will open to the public on Saturday at 5 p.m. So, Ron Meyer, there's plenty to do this weekend, and also you'll be able to see a pretty cool Memorial Day concert that these guys have been throwing forever.
Yeah, I mean, I think going to the rehearsal sounds like it would be the great opportunity. I don't think there'll be a lot of folks there. Now, they are encouraging people to take Metro, so despite your best wishes and desires, please get back on Metro. we hear from the GM, Paul Wittefeld, that the things are back up and running smoothly now that most of the SafeTrack is completed.
Yeah, whatever you think of Metro, give it a chance.
Give it a shot for this concert, please.
It might be worth it. All right, it's 5:15 now on WMAL. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, let's get started with Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, around the Beltway, quiet, nice, easy start for the most area. Have two minor incidents to tell you about. First, take you onto New Hampshire Avenue, University Boulevard, and the Tacoma Park area for the incident. 270 northbound, the ramp that would take you to 370. Had the incident on that exit ramp, but you can get by. And for both of those, not seeing too much of any backups. In through town, nice and quiet over bridges and across street crossings, 14th Street, Teddy Roosevelt Key Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today we got early passing showers and spots, then sunshine and clouds mix. Breezy, a high of 78 degrees. Tonight, what? We've got clear skies, a low around 60 degrees, and then tomorrow we're looking for some scattered clouds with the possibility of an isolated thunderstorm developing during the afternoon. How about that? High near 75 degrees. Right now in the nation's capital, 58 degrees. It's 5:16 on WMAL.
He's a watchdog on Wall Street and a champion for investors. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
All right, so the news keeps coming fast and furious. I was talking to Ron Meyer on the break here. This is a lame setup, but is the FBI about to smoke some kush?
It could be. Now, here's what's happening. I mean, the thing is, the FBI, this probe of Russia has now gone on to Jared Kushner. And it kind of makes sense, because if anybody knows anything in the administration, everybody knows it's Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law. Because, frankly, he's the one who knows basically everything, and for most intents and purposes, we're here, is somewhat in charge of the White House. So, of course, he's going to know if anyone talked to Russia, or anybody talked to Russian officials. And, of course, what stoked the rumor even further was he had a meeting with the Russian ambassador in December, before the Trump administration took office.
Well, let's listen to some audio. This is the Washington Post reporter, one of the people who broke this, talking about Kushner being the one who's being probed here.
Today, we can reveal that that person is Jared Kushner. That's really important, of course, because there's almost no one closer to the president in the White House than him. He's the president's son-in-law. He's kind of the key person on a lot of their interactions with foreign countries.
But importantly, they're saying that they're not ready to say that he's involved in a criminal investigation at all.
We're not saying that he is going to be charged with a crime. We're not saying he is the target of the investigation. They're certainly looking at Paul Manafort and Mike Flynn, too, but sort of put Jared Kushner up in that class of people who they're interested in.
And finally, they're discussing why the FBI is interested and what they're interested in, specifically what Ron Meyer was just talking about.
December 2016 is what they're really scrutinizing now, and that's a meeting that Jared Kushner has with Kislyak again, the ambassador, in early December.
Now, Ron, doesn't this feel like, ultimately, whatever the merits of this investigation are, that Democratic critics of the president are going to see this as sort of the holy grail? Like, if we can't get Trump, at least we can get his son-in-law, man, the power center within the White House.
I mean, the problem is that Democrats are definitely going to use anything they can to try to get something going on Russia, because it's been their best turnout tool. It's been their best thing to rally up their base. And so certainly the problem is that there's just these strings of potential. And so that's what people are clinging on to, whether it's this meeting in December or whether it's Trump now hiring a lawyer to defend himself against the impeachment and Russia probe. He's now hired a private attorney outside of government to defend him. And so it's things like that that give Democrats the ammo to keep this thing going. And so there's no doubt in my mind that something like this, going after Kushner, people are going to say, you know what, Kushner basically is Trump for all intents and purposes. But the irony, Vince, that Jared Kushner is probably a centrist and maybe even considered center-left on many policy issues and has been pushing the White House more pragmatically. So the Democrats going after him as a target, wouldn't that somewhat backfire?
Totally. You're right. But, I mean, the point is not to get the policy agenda to be anywhere approximate to what the Democrats want. I mean, Donald Trump has already driven the Democratic Party. If you're reading about sort of the internal struggles within the Democratic Party, they're very cognizant of the fact that the populist message that Trump ran on, the one that Bernie Sanders intersected with President Trump on to some extent, is the one that's sort of calling to them. I don't know if that'll lead to fundamental changes in the Democratic Party, but I can say this. They don't care that Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump are in the White House.
But doesn't...
Because as much as they are considered the liberals inside the White House, they just consider them to be apostates, hypocrites, just people who are violating whatever oath to democratic politics they may have ever had just because they're related to the
president.
And
I think this is what really frustrates people who aren't professional politicians are in the political class about Washington itself, is that even when things could potentially get done, when some pragmatism could be used, Jared and Ivanka are incredibly pragmatic. They want to get deals done. They want to get centrist deals done. And frankly, for this region, that's probably a good thing, especially for Northern Virginia, Maryland, D.C. It'd be good to have people like them in charge trying to run the deals instead of people who are basically from the conservative wing of the party. And so wouldn't Democrats, I mean, it's almost ironic to me, it proves that it's really nothing about policy and all about politics. It's all about 2018 versus actually getting things done for the American people, that they would go after someone like Jared Kushner, go after time and time again after Ivanka, frankly using many times sexist attacks on Ivanka Trump to try to, just because basically they're associated with Donald Trump, and attacking Donald Trump is good for 2018. And really what this is proving is that the Democrats aren't putting out that positive of a message at all. The only thing that they got, and I think this, we're going to end up talking a little about this with the Gianforte race, the only thing they have is this Russia investigation.
For sure. I mean, we've talked about it this week. You know, we look back at Byron York wrote a column this week I thought was a smart sort of turning a moment of clarity on the way the Democrats are approaching Russia now, which is to say we've had literally hundreds of leaks over the course of this supposed Russia-Trump collusion investigation. And in that time, none of those leaks has been evidence of collusion. They've just sort of, they've always been like, well, look at this, and look at this. And if you connect this, and you make this a big picture, and you put, you know, put sort of a beautiful mind picture of all the strings together, at the end of this, you're going to have the conclusion that there was collusion. Vince, and instead, what they're doing is they're moving to obstruction of justice.
Hold on,
they're giving up.
It's 5:21, and you're starting to look like Rachel Maddow because that whole shtick right there sounded exactly like that hour long show she did on the tax returns, right? And so this is what I think is incredibly frustrating to most normal, average, everyday Americans, is that instead of actually focusing on anything policy related, it's literally all Russia all the time. And here's the thing. Here's the question, Vince. Is collusion, is working with, even, let's say the worst happened. Let's say that that Trump campaign people actually did something with Russia. Is that even technically a crime? Is there anything in the U.S. code against that?
This is a great point, and Alan Dershowitz brought it up last week, and I thought, again, that was another moment of clarity in the press, and hopefully it actually penetrates some brains. 5:22 on WMAL.
Attention diabetics, with insurance you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181.
I'm Brian Scudamore from 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and I've got an important announcement to make.
Make the announcement, boss.
Tell him. Your 1-800-GOT-JUNK team is now available until midnight, 7 days a week.
No extra charge.
We'll come whenever you need us. No need to take off work.
Just tell us when you want us to be there.
And we'll come cheerfully. Your junk will disappear. All you have to do is point.
7 days a week.
Until midnight. We've been recycling the recyclables since before it was fashionable.
So planet Earth stays healthy and happy.
Spread the word. When junk needs to disappear,
just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
7 days a week until midnight.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry actually started about 13 years ago. I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population that actually had a fearful connotation with dental treatment experiences. 1 in 10 adults are estimated to be so fearful of receiving treatment that they will only get it when they have a true dental emergency, such as a toothache or a dental abscess. We treat them a little differently, much more of a TLC approach, and we welcomed them literally with open arms to the practice. It's the greatest feeling in the world to see someone who has hidden their smile for years to be able to smile again. My staff has been trained to be very welcoming, to treat them like a member of their own family. More than the extensive training, it's the empathy. We listen, we care, and we want to make your smile perfect and genuine. It's our mission to make you happy that you came to McMillan Sedation Dentistry. It's time for you to smile easy. Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
When you genuinely care about the people you serve,
their safety comes first. That's why Novec asks you to put safety first. Your life could depend on it. Novec recommends unplugging devices you're not using. Replace worn-out extension cords, too. Call 811 to locate any underground lines at least 2 days before you dig. Novec wants everyone to be safe around electricity. From safety demonstrations to safety tips on our website, at Novec, it's always safety first.
525 now on WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we'll see how this morning shapes up on a very busy expected getaway day today. For now, Virginia, 95 between Fredericksburg and the Beltway. 395 into the 14th Street Bridge, all running well. No problems there. Same story in from the west. 270 between Frederick and the Beltway with travel lanes open. Tacoma Park, we do have a crash. Just watch for it. It's not causing much of a delay, but in the intersection of University Boulevard at New Hampshire Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds mixing in with some sunshine as we go through today. 78, maybe a morning shower early. A west breeze. Tonight, 60 clear. Maybe an isolated thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon, 75. Dry Sunday, maybe some afternoon storms on Monday as we hover around 80. I'm Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
All right, currently in the nation's capital, 58 degrees, 526 on WMAL. This has been a busy... The whole entire Trump administration has been a busy news week, so I think we can stop saying that. The Trump travel ban was blocked yesterday, if you were awake. You probably saw that news by a Virginia-based federal appeals court. This was the Trump administration's effort to appeal a prior ruling, and it was, again, blocked on this travel ban. We're well past the expiration date on what the original travel moratorium would have been in the first place, Ron Meyer. And yet again, a federal court has knocked it down, and in part, the court used the president's statements during the campaign regarding a so-called Muslim ban to say that the ban of seven countries, the Muslim-majority countries, of traveling into the United States pending our determination of how we vet refugees was not constitutional.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of talk about this, especially with the Manchester attack, you know, with a lot of the intelligence coming out over there saying that especially his associates, the Manchester attacker's associates were doing a lot of traveling, that maybe the travel ban would have stopped and you know, some of these other things that people are looking into. But the real question becomes for this court is, can you really just use campaign statements? Campaign statements, which, by the way, changed during the campaign. Remember, he started with sort of a really off the wall, let's stop all traveling for Muslims, and then moderated that a lot over the campaign by itself, and then after the campaign changed it during his administration. And so clearly there's been sort of a moving target for Trump, so you can't just say that one statement during the campaign really decided the policy when you could see the movement on it already.
Right. By the way, I should mention it wasn't seven, it was six, because it was the revised travel ban, six countries. And again, there are Muslim majority countries, but the majority of the world's Muslims completely unaffected by the ban. It's 528 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and as you know, I've hit my weight loss goal. Yeah, my empowered weight. I couldn't have done it without EMP. They provided me with the ingredients for total body health with the right food and the right behaviors. It's really not just a number on the scale. They helped me quit the junk. I feel and, well, I think I look pretty good. EMP 180 and I have an offer to get you moving. We're giving the listeners of WMAL and my show an incentive. This is just for you now. For every 10 weeks here on the program, we're going to give you a free week. 10 weeks, a free week. 20 weeks, two free weeks. 30 weeks, I think you get the picture. It's a lose the weight and win situation. And like me, once you hit your empowered weight, you receive free weigh-ins and consultations for life. Forever. If I fall off, which I don't plan on, they have my back. If you have weight to lose, just go to EMP 180. They'll help you get there and stay there. EMP 180 Weight Loss. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
Listen Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Underwriter's Corner here on Washington's Mall, WMAL. Bill Parisi, host of the Underwriter's Corner, has been an underwriter at First Preference Mortgage for more than 20 years. Listen as Bill shares his years of experience and expertise, answering questions about refinancing and about purchasing a home. During the program, First Preference Mortgage will have loan officers available to assist you. These officers are real experts, standing by to offer friendly advice. And really, when was the last time you were able to get a
real person on the phone to talk about your mortgage. The professionals at First Preference Mortgage have a wide variety of programs available for financing and obtaining a mortgage. Find out which one's right for you, or even how you can borrow extra money to do repairs and renovations before you move into a new home. The loan officers from First Preference will be available to answer your questions Sunday at 1 p.m. So listen for the Underwriter's Corner with your host, Bill Parisi, here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
All right, we're taking your calls coming up because Donald Trump went to NATO, and boy, did he put on a show. Were you proud of the display that Donald Trump did? Because those countries were all shifting around as they were watching him deliver his statements. We'll talk about it when we get back. Time for the news on 5:30 on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Calling it simply very bad policy, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has vetoed a bill passed by the General Assembly to require businesses with 15 or more employees to provide 5 days of paid sick leave. Hogan says he could support a more common sense proposal, and he's urging Democrats to work with him to get a bill passed next year.
I'm again calling on our legislators to put aside the partisan politics and to work together with us to pass a better bill, one that doesn't kill jobs in small businesses.
The governor also signed an executive order creating a task force to study the issue further. The next step, from the next stop for the Trump travel ban will be the U.S. Supreme Court, now that the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond has kept in place a lower court order blocking the travel ban.
The court's ruling on this was lengthy and scathing, explaining in part that Congress granted the president broad powers, but when it comes to immigration, the president's power can't go unchecked.
Correspondent Laura Jarrett. Authorities in Manchester are making progress in their investigation into the concert suicide bombing.
Some 8 individuals in custody, a number of addresses raided, and authorities say out of those raids, they uncovered some very important evidence to this investigation. We're also learning more about the bomber. According to a U.S. official, that he may have traveled to Syria and been trained by ISIS in the months leading up to the attack.
Correspondent Aaron McLaughlin. D.C. police have arrested a man they say was buying blood from people inside a vacant apartment in Southwest Washington. 43-year-old Kaw Wong Nguyen reportedly told police he was doing work for a biomedical company, but Nguyen has been charged with paying people $30 for a little bit of their blood, which police say he was storing in large quantities in that apartment in a building not far from Nationals Park. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,083, the Nasdaq at 6205. Sports, the Mariners beat the Nationals. The O's had the night off. They open a weekend series in Houston tonight. WNBA, the Mystics host Chicago. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but some people, and maybe you're one of them, experience real fear. Hi, I'm Dr. Aprilia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health, and I understand that dental anxiety and even fear is pretty common. But here's the thing. Dental problems only get worse the longer you delay. So how do you get past anxiety and fear and get to the smile you've always dreamed of? Sleep dentistry. Here at Cascades, we have a board-certified anesthesiologist that can keep you completely comfortable or help you sleep through your entire procedure. That's right. Walk into Cascades with years worth of dental problems and wake up with a brand new smile. At Cascades, there's no fear and no lectures. Over the last 15 years, I've helped thousands of your friends and neighbors smile. One doctor, one office, at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace. Learn more about sedation dentistry, find out about modern dental implants, and our 10-year guarantee at CascadesDental.com or call 866-25-SLEEP.
Want to know the secret to having enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much you'll need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple, well, for me and my colleagues anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make realistic assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, and investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources for you like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement, so make sure yours is everything you want it to be. Let us help you at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, member FINRA SIPC.
This is Larry O'Connor, and this is a true fact. Last year, over 49% of the homes listed did not sell with the real estate agent who took the initial listing. And the result often costs home sellers thousands of dollars in lower offers and painful holding costs. This is why I always recommend my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers. In fact, they have over 5,500 ready buyers looking to buy right now. Sarah and Debbie Reynolds lead the industry with getting your home sold fast and for top dollar. They net their sellers 6% more on average. Sarah and Debbie will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it for cash at a price acceptable to you. Call the Reynolds team direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill. Still looking around the region with a nice, easy start here to our commute. And we'll see how the commute shapes up on this getaway day. Do have a crash in Virginia on 395 in the southbound direction in Churlington. Right as you come up to the exit for Glebe Road. Actually, it was reported as some debris, maybe a part of a tree limb. So again, 395 south in Churlington. A little bit of activity there. Obviously, this early on. No delay, so be careful. Northbound from the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Fantastic. Let's go out of Frederick 270. In fact, each direction between Frederick and the Beltway runs well. And the Beltway, Maryland, Virginia starts off incident-free. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Having a mainly dry day today after a pretty active evening yesterday. Clouds mixing in with some clear sky through the morning and this afternoon. A cloud-sun mix. Going to have an isolated shower around this morning. A west breeze and a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 56 in Chantilly, 61 in Frederick, 60 degrees in Washington. And Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning, 537 on WMAL on this Friday morning going into Memorial Day. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, we've got Mike Gonzalez from the Heritage Foundation swinging in at 635 to discuss Trump's NATO visit. 705, we have Ocean City Mayor Rick Meehan to talk about this summer and what to expect in Ocean City. And then Joe DeGeneva swinging in at 735. We love hearing from Joe. He's going to talk about this travel ban once again getting knocked down by a court yesterday. And Jared Kushner is now being sucked into the Russia vortex. That's all coming up on Mornings on the Mall. I'm Vince Colonnaise in today. Mary Walter will be back soon, I promise you. And we've also got Ron Meyer today joining us from Red Alert Politics, and he's a lawmaker in Loudoun County. Thank you so much for joining us today, Ron.
Yeah, hey, Vince. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be on this morning. Representing Loudoun County and being the editor of Red Alert Politics, we should have a fun morning. I'd let two young guys on the air at 5 a.m. in the morning. That is dangerous, WMAL, but we're going to have a good time.
It's unheard of. Thank you very much. Okay, so President Trump yesterday making a big splash in NATO. Did you see this? This is. Let's listen to some of this audio. This is President Trump yesterday demanding that NATO members pay their fair share to their faces.
NATO members must finally contribute their fair share and meet their financial obligations.
So President Trump coming in, there was some question, Ron, whether or not he would have the huevos to come in there and be like, hey, 2%, you're not paying it. All we ask is 2% of GDP. That's the whole agreement. This is why we all got together and did it in the first place. And a bunch of you are not paying up what you owe. And in fact, you still owe a lot of money. That's the minimum. In fact, let's go to cut seven, Mike. This is President Trump talking about that 2% mark.
2% is the bare minimum for confronting today's very real and very vicious threats.
So, Ron, I mean, did you see this video? This is all the world leaders sort of like shifting around uncomfortably as he was addressing this.
Yeah, some guy grabbing his face, another one grabbing his beard. They're looking befuddled. They look awkward. They're like, oh man, he actually had the, as you said, huevos. I would say courage. I have to, you know, being a politician, I have to be politically correct. Cannot say huevos, even though I just said huevos. So, a lot more than I did. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. The truth is that Trump ran on this. This is a big thing. This is whole America first. No other president has done this. No other president has stood in front of a bunch of European leaders and said, guess what? Y'all aren't paying your fair share, and it's time to pay up. And that's the type of thing that I think will get Trump's people fired up. And one of the reasons why, in a lot of ways, at least for Trump supporters, they have to think that this trip's been a success.
888-630-9625. That's 888-630-WMAL. What do you think? Do you think that the president is representing the United States well? Was this something? Is he acting in your interest? Was he speaking for you yesterday when he spoke to NATO? Or do you think he needs to take a different tact? He's with foreign leaders. You know, we use the word diplomacy. Is it time for more diplomatic behavior from the president when he's dealing with world leaders? 888-630-9625. You know, the president also was talking about the future of NATO and wanted to get into, you know, the obvious thing, which is this attack in Manchester and the theme of his trip so far, which is countering terrorism. Let's hear a little bit of his address on the issue of terror.
The NATO of the future must include a great focus on terrorism and immigration, as well as threats from Russia and on NATO's eastern and southern borders.
He says terrorism must be stopped in its tracks. So the horror that you saw in Manchester and so many other places will continue forever. These grave security concerns are the same reason that I've been very direct in saying that NATO members must finally contribute their fair share. So Trump aggressive on terrorism yesterday and why NATO's mission now needs to be confronting the terror threat that's just dominated Europe.
Well, and this is really interesting coming from Donald Trump, because you have to remember, during the campaign, he actually advocated for the elimination of NATO, right? That was very controversial. He said, you know what, they aren't paying their fair share. We aren't getting anything. Maybe we should just get rid of the thing. And now what he's saying is, and frankly, Manchester has totally played into what his whole point has been, is like, okay, maybe NATO should stay around, but let's make the focus something that has to do with security. And with Manchester played right into it, let's make it about stopping terrorism from extremism.
Yes. So let's check in with the phone lines now. Again, 888-630-9625. We got Tom, who's calling in from Lorton this morning. Tom, you're first up on Mornings on the Mall. Thanks for calling in. What do you think of the president yesterday speaking to NATO?
Oh, I could not be prouder. I was getting tired of losing for 8 years, and now we finally got someone that's standing up for us and not bowing to anyone, by the way. Not many people are pointing that out except some conservative media. And by the way, everyone, please keep in mind that with everything going on with Trump over there, Trump is still doing the one most important job that he was elected to do, which is not be Hillary Clinton. So everything that happens, he's not Hillary Clinton, so it's a success.
And that's a stellar point, Tom. I think, you know, as I'm watching him on this foreign trip and I'm listening to him, I'm constantly reminded why people supported Trump in the first place. And just remember back, if you just play side-by-side videos of President Obama giving his Muslim speech in Egypt, and then you play President Trump giving his Muslim speech in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia, the differences are so stark and a complete reminder of why people voted for Donald Trump in the first place.
Yeah, Tom, you sound like someone who's been a Trump supporter from the beginning, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So my question.
Many hours.
Yeah, exactly. So my question to you is this: is that Muslim speech was actually very interesting, I thought, in Saudi Arabia. Now, you as a Trump supporter, you were behind that speech, right? Even though I'd say he came off a little bit more reasonably in trying to say, you know what, we need the people of Islam, people of that faith, to help us. You thought that was a good thing and a step in the right direction.
I would say it was cutting the middle of the road. He's a deal maker, and the reality is you have to get along with the other people in the other country, and that's probably the best way to do it, is keep your enemies close and your friends close and your enemies closer. So I would say it's right in the middle. It's right about where he needed to be.
Thanks very much for that, Tom. Coming up, more of your calls, 888-630-9625. How do you think Trump did in front of NATO yesterday? 543.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Appearing before a House panel on Tuesday, Navy Admiral Michael S. Rogers, NSA Director and Commander of U.S. Cyber Command, commented on the intensifying pace of international conflict and cyber events. Admiral Rogers testified that, quote, "We face a growing variety of advanced threats from actors who operate with ever more sophistication and precision," unquote. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
If you don't want ants inside, kill them outside with Amdro Ant Block Home Perimeter Ant Bait. Ants are attracted to Amdro because they think it's food. They carry it back to the nest and share it with the entire colony, including the queen. That's how Amdro kills the ants you see and the ones you don't, guaranteed. Look for Amdro Ant Block at your local lawn and garden retailer. Amdro Ant Block. Ants love it to death.
When you genuinely care about the people you serve, their safety comes first. That's why Novec asks you to put safety first. Your life could depend on it. Novec recommends unplugging devices you're not using. Replace worn-out extension cords, too. Call 811 to locate any underground lines at least 2 days before you dig. Novec wants everyone to be safe around electricity. From safety demonstrations to safety tips on our website, at Novec, it's always safety first.
5:45 now, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, Virginia 395. I had to see it with my own eyes. And here I'm checking this tree out that fell onto 395 southbound from the Jersey Wall. It's huge. So if you're coming from, say, 14th Street Bridge or Pentagon area heading into Shirlington, no help there yet. So everyone's a little bit confused. 395 southbound, it's before you commit to the exit for Glebe Road. It blocks the exit there, so you have to get around the tree before you can commit to Glebe Road. And if you're on 395 south, only two lanes will really get by to the left. Be very careful. Everyone's trying to swerve around this tree that's down. On the northbound side of 395, no drama. We're good. Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Quiet start to this morning commute on a getaway day. Beltway, Virginia, Maryland runs without incident for 270. A little bit of volume in the Hyattstown area, but nothing reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Drier weather starting to surge back in now. Maybe a couple of light showers this morning. Not everybody gets wet, and there won't be much rain at all. The clouds will start mixing in with some sunshine. And a nice cloud-sun mix this afternoon, a west breeze, 78. Tonight, clear, comfortable, 60. Tomorrow, 75. Just an isolated thunderstorm during the afternoon. We're dry near 80 on Sunday, and maybe some afternoon thunderstorms on Memorial Day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, 58 degrees, 547 on WMAL.
These grave security concerns are the same reason that I have been very, very direct with Secretary Stoltenberg and members of the alliance in saying that NATO members must finally contribute their fair share and meet their financial obligations.
Reuters calling President Trump's remarks yesterday unexpectedly abrupt in front of NATO leaders as they stood behind alongside him. His scripted comments, Reuters writes, contrasted with NATO's choreographed efforts to play up the West's unity by inviting Trump to unveil the memorial to the September 11th attacks at the new NATO headquarters yesterday in Brussels. They were standing in front of that memorial as Trump just read them the riot act.
Oh, yeah. And not only did he read them the riot act about paying their share of NATO, he even brought, he was bold, but I did not think he was going to do this. He even said, I don't even want to talk about how much this building costs in front of the memorial. It's like, oh, man. Like, he was really saying, you know what? Y'all have been spending our money. You have been spending our money, NATO, and now we want you guys all to pay up because we're the only ones paying up.
It's pretty funny. You do kind of feel like the president's finally found his groove on this foreign trip. I mean, he's been good the whole time. He's been scripted. He's been diplomatic. But now we're sort of getting more of the real Donald here. We've got some of your calls coming in. We got Monica, who's in Fredericksburg this morning. Monica, good morning. Your morning's on the mall.
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent. So what did you think of the president's speech yesterday?
I absolutely loved it. I think it's about time somebody stops beating around the bush and just says the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, it's not all that often in international speeches that you hear a foreign leader be quite so direct and speaking in active voice.
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, call me ignorant, but I didn't even realize that was going on until that speech happened.
Yeah, and he's tried to make this a big issue. In terms of public awareness, Monica, he's been bringing this up every so often because he does want the public to realize that this NATO thing is totally imbalanced. So I appreciate your call on this because, yeah, that's another good point. It's like I think President Trump reminded people that not everybody is paying into NATO the way they should, Ron Meyer.
No, I mean, if you think about it, 2% of GDP, like it's easy to say that 2% of GDP, it's just one of these numbers, but think of it, $2 of every $100 of what we're all making is going to NATO. And the question I think Americans are asking, yeah, for what, and if we're getting something from it, shouldn't we be paying, if we're paying our fair share, shouldn't everybody else be paying 2% of what they earn?
That's a huge amount. Penny, you're in Burke, and you're next up. Good morning.
Good morning. You know, I think one thing that's helpful to remember is that these people in Europe enjoy one of the highest standards of living in the world with their socialist platform. And that socialist platform is what makes it more difficult for them to pay their 2% or to engage and invest their people and their time and their money into their own protection.
Yeah.
And there are some initiatives, some points of interest, some things, some tactical things that they have enjoyed since World War II.
Yeah, we're subsidizing their free health care.
Thank you, Penny. Thank you for that. I would say that I would quibble with the phrase highest standard of living, but you're right. The socialism probably does detract a little bit. Here's El Rushbo.
Liberals in Denver hate President Trump's deportation crackdown, so now they've come up with a way to fight back. And the Washington Post says that it was surprisingly simple. Here's the backdrop. When an illegal immigrant is busted for a crime, the federal government requires that ICE be notified if the crime carries a sentence of a year or more. So here's what liberals in Denver did. They rewrote their laws. Many of the crimes that used to trigger ICE notification will no longer carry a sentence of a year. See? Surprisingly simple. Crimes like shoplifting and trespassing will be punished less severely. Serve a few months in jail and you walk. But under the new approach, the sentences for domestic violence and simple assault have also been reduced. Only repeat offenders would be sentenced to a year or more. So you get that? To protect illegal aliens from deportation, liberals in Denver just gave all first-time domestic violence offenders a break. A guy who beats his wife or girlfriend now serves less time in jail. He might even be able to get away with it twice, depending on how repeat offender is defined. Now, if he happens to be an illegal alien domestic abuser, Denver liberals want to make sure he's not deported so that he can stay here and do it again. Also, they can claim victory resisting Trump. See? Surprisingly simple. You just cave your own culture.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right. Right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H. Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's over 6 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 250 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 6/30/17. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares Comcast 250 megabits per second and 40 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Managing your own checking account? A good idea. But managing your own retirement account? Probably not such a good idea. In fact, that's one of the most widespread myths people have about preparing for retirement. What are the others? Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services are inviting you to an educational dinner event to find out. Abe is going to bust the 5 most common myths people have about retirement. Myths that could keep you from building a successful retirement. You and your spouse will learn some information you can actually use, and you'll enjoy some delicious award-winning Italian cuisine in the process. Thursday, June 8th, there's no charge. You'll be there as Abe and Shelley's guests. Make your reservations by calling 571-577-9968. That's 571-577-9968 or online at retirementkeyradio.com. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities offered through Abraham Abish, Virginia Insurance, license number 557-877.
All right, 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we're putting some commuters to the test here on their driving skills around some accidents. Out of Delphi and into Hillendale, here's one of the accidents on New Hampshire Avenue. It's northbound, just before the Beltway. And in fact, if you need to get to the Beltway exit, it's a common exit, you have to get around the fire truck, it's an ambulance first, and then you can get to the exit itself. So only one lane northbound New Hampshire Avenue, right at the exit for the Beltway, is getting by. So be very careful there. Also, a huge tree on 395 blocks the right half of southbound 395 in the Shirlington area. So as you leave the Pentagon area toward Glebe Road, two lanes to the left, everyone's coming up onto this tree. VDOT truck is now there, so you can see the flashing lights. Get to the left to get by. Northbound 395, good. Quiet to Shirlington and over the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds mixing in with some sunshine as we go through today. 78, maybe a morning shower early. A west breeze. Tonight, 60 clear. Maybe an isolated thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon, 75. Dry Sunday, maybe some afternoon storms on Monday as we hover around 80. I'm Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
58 degrees as you're traveling through our nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by Amtrak.
Great memories are made on trains, not in traffic. Experience travel the way it should be. Go from Washington, D.C. to Savannah for $83 with Amtrak Saver Fares. Book now at Amtrak.com/SaverFares. See where the train can take you. Restrictions apply.
Buy one, get one 25% off. No limits at thewindowman.com. Thewindowman.com has been the D.C. Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989. Featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity. Fully constructed of 100% Altrex fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or fade. Never. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. TheWindowMan.com educates, you decide. Double hung, casement, slider, grids, color, low E, entirely up to you. And throughout May, buy one, get one 25% off. Buy five, get five 25% off. Buy 10, get 10 25% off. Or choose no payments until November. Schedule your free estimate. 703-978-9888. See us for savings and financing details. Cannot combine. Discount applies to materials only. Prior sales excluded.
Buy new appliances. Most people are laser focused on comparing brands, specs, and prices. But sadly, some of them get suckered into going to a big box or department store where they're anything but focused. Sure, they sell some appliances, but they also sell house paint and lawnmowers and underwear. At Bray & Scarf, we only sell appliances, including those super premium brands you can't find at the big box stores, and our prices are amazing. Focus, people. Come to Bray & Scarf, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Need appliances? Then don't go anywhere but Bray & Scarf's Memorial Day sale. Get exclusive double rebates on select GE Profile and KitchenAid packages. Not $400, but $800 back.
plus free basic installation on select Monogram and Genair Professional Series appliances. Bray & Scarf makes shopping for appliances so much easier with factory-trained appliance experts ready to help. Hurry into any of their 13 locations or go to BrayandScarf.com.
The following is a paid commercial message.
Breaking news, the 2017 housing market is heating up to be one of the most competitive on record, with home prices surging to levels not seen in over 15 years. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and what does this news mean to you? If you're in the market to buy a home this year, it means you need to set yourself apart to win out over other offers in a bidding war. How do you do that? By working with Cornerstone First Financial. We're a direct lender with our own money. We're local to this area with a track record of getting loans to settlement on time and offering the lowest interest rates. If you're not planning on moving this year, this news is also important if you're looking to eliminate PMI, consolidate debt, or take cash out for any reason. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
All right, coming up on Mornings on the Mall, it was the suplex heard around the world. What happened to Gianforte? Okay, he won, I'm telling you.